Okay, hopefully this is like a weekly thing when we're home, because it's kind of fun. I'm sitting with Martin O'Donnell again, and we're just chatting through the game, so we're going to record ourselves chatting for the next 5 minutes with a Wisconsin band playing Our Direction. Is that? Oh, there's a window open up there. I was wondering how we were hearing that behind the glass. Anyway, I'm just going to put this down here, and we're going to talk. How's that?
Sounds good.
Say hello, Martin.
Hello.
See, you won't do the vaudeville? All right.
Next time, maybe.
Okay, so 21-0 first quarter. And then 17-7 Illinois second quarter. Did you see that coming? I did not see that coming.
No, I think the game, you know, really couldn't have gotten off to a worse start for the Illini. And you know, I'm really encouraged right now by what we saw here in the second quarter. And Nathan right now is feeling it. And I think Wisconsin defensively has to be, you know, they have to respect that pass a lot more. And then maybe in the second half here we can get Josh Ferguson and see a little bit more Donovan Young. But also Illinois defense is, you know, stepped up a little bit. They still giving up points to Wisconsin, but got a couple of stops. And yep, we knew if Illinois is going to have a chance in this game, you got to put up a lot of points.
Yeah, all I can think about is turnovers. Like, yeah, seriously, if we could just find some way to get a turnover, like, you know, we got a sack.
We got a sack. It's a start.
We got a sack. This is out.
This is our fifth one of the season, I believe.
Yeah. But if we could just, I mean, that's, it just changes the game. Like, think if they come out and turn it over in, you know, deep in their own territory, and suddenly we punch in, it's 20-24. It's going to change the game.
Yeah. Well, I think in order for that to happen, it's going to take the defense playing really well on first and second down, clearly, and getting Wisconsin off schedule, because their running game is completely legit. You know, there's no question about it. But what we've also seen is Stave really struggles sometimes throwing the ball. He had a couple of nice passes here in the later few drives, but you know, missed a couple of open guys, and that's going to have to be where the turnover comes from.
Okay, give me a little inside scoop here. You made a comment in the first half, like, they have our D-line on roller skates. Which, what's,
yeah,
I mean, give me a little offensive lineman here. Like, what are they, like, I know they're good.
But yeah.
Like, specifically, how do they have us, you know, are they blowing us off the ball?
Basically, you know, one of the things that they're doing is just on straight-up double teams, they're taking some of our defensive tackles and depositing them in the linebacker's lap. So I think, you know, one thing that we've seen a little bit of is, I mean, the Illinois defense is going to have to take more risks. You know, you have to shoot some gaps. You can't afford to play an offense like Wisconsin just straight up. And I think at this point in the season, Tim Banks knows that right now we don't have the guys on the D-line that can consistently win those 1-on-1 battles. Talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
So what do? You start shooting Jonathan Brown through some gaps. You try and find some other guys on the defense. Mason Monheim, I think, has had had a decent first half. You know, he's shown up a little bit on some of these plays. So they're gonna need to again take some chances. And you know, with a guy like Stave, make him try to beat you throwing the ball, because we know that Melvin Gordon and James White will beat you running the ball.
Yeah, I mean, the first quarter was basically, I wrote about it this week, but like, field position is everything in football. You know, and it's 3 and out, punt to the 50. 3 and out, punt to the 40, fumble at the 10. I mean, without that, this is an even game. What are total yards here? 219 to 175? I mean, it's an even game right now. I need that turnover.
It's field position and it's turnovers. And, you know, one of the things that Wisconsin's shown here in the first half is, you know, they're committing some penalties and it's hurting them. But, you know, the Illini in the second half, I mean, they're going to have to come out and can't afford 3 and out possession. Yeah. Just can't do it. And Vangelo Bentley's not going to be out there on defense or in the return game, it looks like. So, but if Nathan can keep playing like this, they're gonna stay in it.
Okay, let's talk about one last thing. The best part of the first half, the dance team comes out in the south end zone and does a dance. And I'll let you describe what the Wisconsin band, the drum line, basically, from the Wisconsin band, what did they
do? Well, the drum line from the Wisconsin band was essentially mirroring the performance on the field.
Even the kicks.
Even the kicks.
Even the tumbles.
And the tumbles and the big finish, of course.
That's right.
So that was impressive.
Yes.
But as I said, when they started playing, they should stick to dancing.
That's
because
right.
The marching Illini are about to come out and
show them,
put them in their rightful place.
Show them what's up.
That's
okay.
Right.
You see a chance here in the second half?
Always.
Okay. There's always a chance.
Of course. If Nathan's playing like this, there will be a chance.
Okay. Thanks.